Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. Hey, everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and I'm excited to share with you that we have started a new morning show called The Growth Day Morning Show. We stream live every weekday from 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to about 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. So you can visit my Facebook page or my Instagram page if you'd like to watch these live trainings. What's special about it is I'm doing these morning day shows with Jamie Kern Lima. If you don't know Jamie, she is that epic success story of somebody who, you know, went from waiting tables to having a dream to start a cosmetic beauty line to, you know, making stuff on her kitchen table to ultimately building and scaling IT Cosmetics, which she sold to L'Oreal for over $1 billion. So you get kind of mentorship from myself and literally someone who built a $1 billion company every single morning on my Instagram, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on weekdays with me and Jamie Kern Lima.
it offers that format for us to have a conversation every day. And I hope you'll join us there. If you're new to my community and you haven't heard what we're doing with Growth Day, please participate by visiting growthday.com. Growth Day is my new brand and our new company, a new startup, where we go live every single week with the world's best personal development teachers, helping you improve your life. Our thesis is every day is a good day to grow. You know, every day you can choose a new attitude. You can take a new action. Every day you can learn. Every day you can try to be your best. Every day you can get more focus, move towards your goals, be a better mom, parent, caregiver, leader, teammate. Every day, it's a good day to grow. But you need that consistent motivation. You need that consistent learning, that consistent curiosity and confidence that you know you're on the path to great personal development and self-mastery. And that's why we started Growth Day. Growth Day teachers go live every single week for less than a dollar a day throughout the year. And it is unbelievably powerful. You get myself, Jamie Kern Lima, you get health coaches, you get personal finance coach. It's unbelievable. Go to growthday.com and check it out. But with no further ado, we want to share this episode. I hope that you will enjoy it. This week's theme on the Growth Day Morning Show with me and Jamie is how do you become more focused and disciplined? And I was joking with Jamie in advance. I said, we can't just call it Discipline Week, because if you do, people will watch because they feel guilty or they don't like it. But if you say, come focused and disciplined, then everyone's like, oh, I'm game for that.
I know. That's the thing, is we want everything but don't want to do the work, which I'm right there. That's how I feel most days. But yeah, no, I thought I watched pieces of the Super Bowl. I thought Amanda Gorman's beautiful poem was wonderful. And I missed the halftime show. I saw a bunch of recaps of it. I missed that. And what's interesting is we talk about focus and discipline, and it is a mate, Tom Brady, whoever anyone is rooting for, his focus and discipline on not just football, but all of the areas of his life, right? Fascinating and also inspiring. And I think there is a commonality between so many people that achieve great things or, you know, feel joy in their relationship, or make it through the day as a parent doing homeschooling for the first time. I think there's daily habits, and there's that learning of focus and discipline, and it's a lot, but I think it really changes your life. And I think the thing I've been seeing all over online this morning is a lot of people not just talking about the Super Bowl and talking about whatever, but actually talking about Tom Brady's habits and Tom Brady's focus and what does he do in his day-to-day life with his sleep, with his diet, all of those things, because I think people are fascinated by how do you perform at the highest level for so long, and continue that. And it's not just the football. It's not just the thing you're doing. It's kind of like everything, right?
Yeah. And here's the good news. You actually need to be disciplined in so fewer things than you think you do.
Thank you for that. Can you elaborate? Because yeah. That's good news this morning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it is good. Brendan Burchard's got some good news for you today. You have to be way less disciplined than you think you do. You only need to be disciplined at just a few moving, consistent pieces in your life. And when you get that, when you do those things, those habits or those things you want to be disciplined about, what I always call needle movers, the things that move the needle forward, that like peg out the board or make you go faster or more efficient or effective. When you get disciplined about the things that really matter, it's great, because all the guilt for all the things that you don't show up for, or you're not awesome at, kind of goes away, because the momentum and the progress and the fulfillment and the joy of the things that are the big things move you forward. And so I always tell people, like, here's what this, for all those who are like, oh my God, discipline, please don't talk about it. There's good news. There's three things to discipline. One, scheduling. That's the core of discipline, is you have to schedule something and choose to do it and choose to prioritize it. Discipline comes from prioritization. If you don't have the prioritization, discipline won't stick. So, okay, all we got to do, let's schedule something. Put it on the calendar. That's step one. Step two, show up. No matter what, just show up. You don't have to show up in a good attitude. You don't have to show up perfect. You don't have to show up with your hair did. You just have to show up. People are like, how are you and Jamie so disciplined to do a morning show? Well, we schedule it at 7:30 a.m. We try to start at 7:30 a.m. Pacific, and we just show up. Some days we know what we're going to do. Most we have no clue.
Do you know how many people in the personal growth space, people that are multiple New York Times bestsellers, big shows, all that stuff, they're like, how are you going? Wait, you and Brendan, you're going live like Monday through Friday every day? I'm like, every day. We're starting week five this week. They're like, you're going live, like that's like a keynote or a fireside chat. I'm like, every single day. Yeah. Yeah. And we're doing it. So cheers to that. Cheers to everyone part of this with us this morning. We're all growing together. We're all getting inspired together. I love this so much. One thing I wanted, sorry to interrupt your thought, but one thing I want to just point out to everyone, just a moment of appreciation for Brendan and for how you deliver these, not just from your research, but from your, you know, whole career of doing this. There are awesome people in the personal growth space who I love and I love watching on stage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's not the research behind it. There's not the framework, the how-to, the all the actual things, some of which aren't sexy. Like, I don't want to think about focus and discipline, right? But listen, at the end of the day, so many people maybe I get an amen on this. There's a lot of people out there that are also entertaining in the personal growth space, but then you leave and you're like, okay, how is this going to, like, how am I going to, what am I going to implement in my own life to actually bring more joy and bring more better relationships and more focus and help my dreams come to fruition. And the thing I have so much appreciation for your work, Brendan, is that, you know, you're so different in that you're also really fun to watch on stage. No one dances better than you on stage. Like,
yes,
all the
things.
Thank
you very much.
All the things.
I work very hard on my dance moves, people.
You're so funny. All the things, like some of my favorite speakers, but you're able to bring these core things, the stuff that we've all been to a lot of stuff and it's fun and it's entertainment and it's inspiring. But then also, what are the things we can actually do in our real life that really make a difference? And I feel like you bring both. And I think that's so rare. So I'm just sitting here as your friend, just appreciating it because I'm like, oh, wait, Brendan, tell me the three things. I actually, you see what I'm saying as well? Because I think we're all in this together and you have such a vast background with High Performance Institute, with all the research, everything. Sorry. Okay. Three things that we need to do. We don't need to be disciplined in everything, but you're saying these three things really, really move the needle.
I'll give you three principles for greater discipline. And then I'll tell you the actual three things to do to generate more discipline in such a way that your personal growth grows, that you feel like alive and connected and meaningful and joyous on this journey, because that's what really matters. I mean, discipline sucks unless in some ways the outcome is progress, greater engagement and aliveness of life, and greater success in whatever way you measure that. So the three principles of all of like discipline comes down to, number one, mastering your schedule. I know that sounds so boring, but it is so absolutely fundamental to your focus, to your progress, to your health, to everything. It doesn't matter if you say, okay, I only want to schedule one thing today. That's fine with me. I'm not trying to own every hour of your life, but that one thing better be awesome and it better be a needle mover. So scheduling, show up when it's scheduled. And then the third thing, which is most important as a principle for all of discipline, no discipline happens unless on a real consistent basis, unless you have social connection. All of the research shows the most productive people, the most focused people, the people who are most fulfilled in doing meaningful work have attached a meaning that their focus, intention, their hard work is attached to social connection, meaning I'm going to show up for this because it's going to make me a better mom or parent. I'm going to get healthy so I have more energy for the kids. I am going to do this project so my team and company grows so we serve more people and we make an impact. It's like the hard work must be attached to impact, but the impact isn't just so self, like, oh, I'll get this. It has to have a social connection. Like you have to have a reason to show up over and over and over for others. Mm-hmm. It's why we always teach in high performance. You have to have a little card that says, who needs me on my A game today?
Yeah.
Like, I am disciplined because I wouldn't be less disciplined doing a morning show. I'm more disciplined doing a morning show because Jamie's there. She's waiting on the other end. If I don't get there, I feel like a chump. So that's important, you know? Okay. So before I tell you three things I think you should be disciplined at, what are three things you think people should get disciplined at in their life to enjoy life better or to have more success or, you know, happiness in life?
Yeah, no, I think that's so powerful. And I always talk about, you know, the idea of doing something bigger than yourself, right? Attaching a meaning to it that's bigger than yourself a lot, right? And I think hearing how you put it is having that social element to it or that social component. And I think one thing just to call out on that is sometimes people don't know, well, how do I, you know, they haven't attached that that point of identifying how is what they're doing impacting on a social level. And so just to give an example of that, just to kind of break it down, I think that it can be a result of a result. And what I mean by that, this morning, because I have book press all day today. So I'm like, I'm not missing my morning walk, right? I walk for an hour every single morning. And so today I did it at 4 a.m. I did not want to get up at 4 a.m. I didn't want to be outside freezing at 4 a.m. What I know, and that could be the thing I'm disciplined about. So if you just take that, we're like, okay, well, what does your walk have to do with something that's social connection or bigger than yourself, right?
It's preparing to do a good job for others later on.
Exactly.
So you're
well, here's the thing. I literally don't want to do it at 4 a.m., right? But what I remember is exactly what you're saying. And it's the attachment to it. And what I mean by that is, on the days I have missed my morning walk, I notice a big difference later in the day. I notice that I'm not as sharp. I notice that when my friends call me, my advice isn't as on point, or I'm not as great of a listener because I'm not able to be as present. I notice that I am less joyful, I feel the day less if I don't do that 1 hour I don't want to do of that morning walk, right? And so the way I'm able to show up and serve or impact or give or be a parent to my two little ones or any of that stuff is impacted if I don't have that discipline or that focus of just doing a morning walk for an hour. So I see it in real time, the impact. And so I choose, okay, for me, a walk seems so simple. And with COVID, sometimes I literally walk in circles. Like, we were in lockdown in California and weren't allowed to even walk on the streets, right? So I did it in my little small driveway. Or some days it's my around the kitchen.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, for me, that seems like a little thing, but for me and my, what I've noticed is that's actually a big thing, right? And so one question, Brendan, is, because I think this way of thinking, right? Schedule it, show up, social connection. We can process what that is, but then processing, well, wait a minute, what does that mean in my real life? You know, thinking through what are those big things that are needle movers? Because we get them in theory or in concept, but sometimes a needle mover can be, for you, can be as simple as the one I just shared, which is like my morning walk, even though I did it at 4 a.m. today. Because I know for me, that's a big needle mover with everything else. And with what Brendan's talking about of social connection, because for me, that's how I transcend getting out of myself and not feeling the day and being tired and actually serving and connecting and inspiring. And by the way, I just realized the three things you said are part of that morning walk, right? Schedule it, show up, even when you don't want to. And then, you know, that social
realize
connection,
that doing impact. It for yourself is helping you care for others. You know, that's
exactly. Exactly.
That's so good. Morning walk. That's a simple needle mover. You know, it's that old saying, Ethan, my partner at Growth, he always says that little hinges swing big doors. You know, little things you have to do to swing a big door.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things,
a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
What are the things you know, if you're disciplined about your life improvements? What do you either, A, what are you great at being disciplined at and it moves the needle for you? What do you suck at being disciplined? What do you wish, you know, what's something you feel like, gosh, if I was more disciplined about that, my life would really improve? Because I think we can all learn from where we're great and where we also struggle. Because, you know, struggling, for me, for discipline, I definitely struggle in most areas of my life with discipline, which would surprise people. They're like, what, really? Like for me, I'm incredibly undisciplined at email. Like I wish I was more disciplined about email, getting in there, doing it on a consistent basis, making sure everyone's got their reply. I just suck at email. The good news is I'm good at all the other things that moves the business forward that matter to me and actually make the business grow. So you don't have to be perfect at everything. You have to pick your spots, know your strengths and the outcomes you want, move them towards it. But I'm seeing a ton of people. Exercise is a big one coming up. Doing your planners, doing your morning routines. I'm seeing that. Diet, exercise, all that. We call them meds in Growth Day, if you haven't heard that from High Performance Academy 2007. Like, you gotta take your meds. Meditation, exercise, diet, sleep, and then RX. Good relationships and supplementation. Like, when those are on point, bam, everything's good. You become this annoying in life.
Okay. No, it's so good. And I know one of your friends, Ariana Huffington, doing so much even to talk about the importance of sleep, right? Yeah. I think we're in this society, especially for people living in the US and then some other countries as well, where it's like, we're trained to think sleep is for, you know, someone who's lazy. And it's like, oh no, if you're going to, you know, have your best life, your top performance, your most out, all the things that it's like, sleep is so critical. And Ariana Huffington doing amazing things.
You get sleep right, the rest of things line up. So that's a fundamental discipline, like having your, you know, we call it 3-2-1 sleep. 3 hours before bed, no food. 2 hours before bed, stop working. 1 hour before bed, stop the screens. And you know what? Everyone goes, yeah, that doesn't work for me. Or I'm like, no, what it means is you haven't actually tried it for 10 days. Because if you try that for 10 days, you will never, ever go back. Because you will feel so good. You'll be more focused. You'll be more productive. And people, I don't have time for that. I'm like, no, you're losing time because you feel like crap. People don't realize if you feel like crap, you're losing time. You're not as efficient, effective, as creative, as engaged. Like, you lose when you feel not good. And I know that's hard because we have plenty of people here who are struggling with health issues, from mental health issue all the way to like physical bad, like they got a bad medical report and they're like, ugh. So I don't say this to pretend it's perfect and easy for everybody. I say it to, like, we have to know those areas that will move the needle for us and do our best. Yeah. Let me share the high performance side of this real fast, because I said there's three principles, right? Schedule it, show up, attach social connection. But now here's the things I would do. If you said, Brendan, if you could only be disciplined about three things, what would you do? And it's not what you all think. It's totally not what you all think. And this is very much that makes me happy and progress in life. So they're not sexy. The number one thing, if I could give anyone a discipline to always do, on the first of every single month, you do a whole life review. when that calendar hits one, as in the first of the month, you look at every major area of your life, you score yourself, you ask how you'd like to improve that. And what could you do this month? Because most people never improve their life because they never face their life.
Yeah.
You have to look at it. So every first of the month, that's why that's for those who are new to us, Growth Day began with Growth Day actually began because I said, let's do our personal development on the first of the month. So I go live for 2 hours in Growth Day. So if you're not a member, go to growthday.com because I do a full personal development seminar on the first of every single month. Because I feel like if we start the month off, we nail that. We start it with good attitude, energy, but also you're looking into the month and asking, is the way I've scheduled this month going to help me move towards the lifestyle I want or the accomplishment of the major three projects I'm working on in my life?
And also, if we don't do this, I feel like it is so easy. And how many people can relate to this? Where if you don't do this, all of a sudden you blink and you're like, oh, it's halfway through the month. Or, oh, 3 months have gone by. I don't even know how did this even happen? Right? Yeah. How many times have we done that? Like, wait a minute. It's Thanksgiving. Like, wait a minute. It's spring break. And it's like your life flies by in a blur.
This is for those who have the high performance planner, you know this page super well. This is your monthly review section in the high performance planner. And what it does is it makes you look at the 10 major areas of your life, from health to mental, emotional, partner or love, family, friends, mission, experiences, spirit, finances, learning, growth. It helps you reflect on the things you learned in the last month, learn about others, learn about yourself, what you're grateful for, the main priorities coming up, the decisions you needed to make or could make, your monthly review and orienting yourself to your year goals and 3 year goals. Like if I don't do that on the first of the month, what happens is the middle of the month, what am I doing? I might be showing up, but I'm showing up in a hot mess all the time because I don't have direction.
Yeah.
So if I could give you anything, start the first of the month, super clear about that month. If that's all you did, I promise you'd be more engaged with your life. Second thing I do, I believe another review is needed every Sunday. So Sunday, do your weekly review and your weekly planning. I don't care if it takes 10 minutes, an hour. Some of y'all are crazy. Y'all do like 2-3 hour, like introspective, like, you know, LSD journeys. I don't know what the heck's going on. I think it's important to go, okay, on Sunday, is this upcoming week? Am I clear about what I want of that? Am I clear about how I can serve? Am I clear about these little slots of time? Do they make sense to me? I mean, just that it can take so fast.
Sunday, yes, planning the week. By the way, Sunday. Mel Robbins, Growth Day coach, someone I'm, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I love Mel.
Blow the roof off the building, Mel Robbins, like number one female speaker in the world, highest requested female speaker. Amazing. Growth Day coach. Sorry, not to get on a tangent, but I'm so fired up. People like Jenna Kutcher, Mel Robbins, people that you typically have to like travel somewhere, pay all this money to go to this big event just to hear them speak, are going to be live inside Growth Day, which I'm so excited about. But just to add one thing, I was watching Mel's store Instagram stories, and she just was mentioning that every Sunday, exactly what you said, she goes through and plans out her week. And I try to do the same thing as well, because otherwise, especially if you're juggling other people in your life, whether it's a partner or kids or teammates or a group you're part of or whatever, it's like planning it out. It's big. But anyway, a lot of people I know do the same thing. So, okay, Sundays, that was part two. Sorry, I got all fired up about Mel Robbins for a second.
It's so good. Yeah. If you guys don't know Mel, please follow her on Instagram, but also join us Growth Day officially, because she trains you every month for an hour as well. And so you're getting like basically a dozen of the best personal development people training you throughout the month so that you're just on your A game more. Because part of discipline, you just need to be part of a community that's moving that way. You know what I mean? Like I'm pulled into discipline because my peer group and the people I'm learning from, with all this personal development being busted in my head every day, I'm just like, oh yeah, you need those reminders, you know? So third thing.
Yeah.
All right, listen, if I could give you three things to move the needle in your life, number one is a monthly review. On the first of the month, look out for the month. And notice, please don't think that this or the Sunday review, which is the second point, is just about your schedule. You are reviewing the major parts of your life. You're connecting with them. You're scoring them. You're asking what more you desire there. And what's something simple you can do to improve that area of your life each month? It doesn't have to be huge life transformation, because look, transformation takes time. You might just like this little thing. But being aware of it, that's important. So the monthly, then the Sunday, you've got to win your mornings again and bring intention for, I think, two things every day. If we can bring intention for two things every day, we win that day. To me, the first one is I'm going to bring the joy to this day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose my attitude. I'm going to develop a mindset that is unshakable, that is joyful, that is, I'm going to be in every room. It doesn't matter if I'm the loudest. I'm going to try to be the most generous and grateful person in that room. I'm just going to bring good energy. Be responsible for the energy you are projecting onto others and into this world. So I think for me, that intention of, I have an intention to have joy each day. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to make that happen, because sometimes life doesn't do it for you. Yeah. It just hasn't. So I'm going to bring the joy. So that's that's an intention. So what I'm saying is the third discipline is every day you have intentions for feeling life.
Yeah.
For me, feeling life means bring the joy. That's number one. I'm going to bring the joy. And number two, I'm going to make a moment with somebody today. Maybe I send them an audio. Maybe it's the way I look at my wife. Maybe it's the thing I call up my mom, and or I send a beautiful appreciation email or text to somebody. But every day, I'm going to bring the joy into the day, and I'm going to make a moment. Because at the end of your life, I learned this, I faced my death twice in my life. You remember these moments and scenes with other people. Mm. It's so important to realize that. And so you have to ask, are you going to have enough of those moments and scenes? Are they going to be at the end of your life? If it's true, you see a movie. What are the scenes of that movie going to be? You get to direct that. And I promise the scenes in the movie almost always have these beautiful connections with others. It's like most people don't realize the ending movie of their life is love scenes and connection scenes with other people, where like these like meaningful moments, if you will, let's just call them meaningful moments. That's what you see at the end. Meaningful moments. So if it's true, then you have to purposely structure and build in meaningful moments so you love the movie at the end, you know, that you love the movie, that you want to watch the movie again, that you appreciate, that you're going to bust out the good wine and have that good popcorn with that meaningful movie. And so every day, that's mine. I'm going to bring joy to this day, and I'm going to make moments.
Yeah, that's so good.
You might have different intentions. Maybe your intention is like, I'm going to do this thing as a mom or as a leader or as a whatever. Doesn't matter to me. But if you don't have the intention, the days just blaze by. Nothing. You can be working hard. You can get your schedule down. You can have your calendar prioritized with all the tabs and all the different marker colors and everything else. But if there's no intention for feeling into the day, you were a good robot today.
Yep.
But you didn't.
And we've all had days like that where we feel like a human doing, right? Not a human being. That's so good, Brendan. That's so good. And a moment, a meaningful moment, can be different for every single person. But how many days do we go through and we forget? And a meaningful moment's free. You know what I mean? It's like, how many days do we forget to do that? That's so powerful. I love that.
So
I love that.
To me, that's funny that the discipline is to have the intention. Right?
Yeah.
Every day when you have the intention, or every moment or every experience, when you have the intention, it turns out better. Like this morning, we talked about, Jamie and I, before we started, we talked about like, what's the show about today? What's our theme for the week? Our theme for this week is focus and discipline. Our theme for the week, the month in Growth Day is confidence. And if you're not a Growth Day member yet, please sign up at growthday.com, because last week, I taught 2 hours on confidence. Jonathan Fields from the Good Life Project taught, over an hour and a half on confidence. And so did Dave Hollis. And they took questions and did coaching. And upcoming, we've got Mel Robbins, Jenna Kutcher, Jamie. Oh, my gosh. David Bach is this week. I mean, it's going to be epic, guys. So go to growthday.com, because you can get live coaching twice a week with us. And you get the replays for less than $1 a friggin' day for the year. I mean, it's unbelievable. So go to growthday.com. It's my favorite thing.
It's amazing what you're doing.
my favorite thing.
Glow, Atonmo, Prince EA. I'm trying to, there's so many incredible people in there. So super excited.
Anthony coming up. He's just fire.
I can listen to him all day long.
Like, I know his voice.
I know. It's insane.
Like, so, okay. We're over time. I love you guys. Listen, I want to remind you every day, you can choose a new attitude. You can improve. You can take that step. You can show up for your schedule. Just show up. Remember to do the things we talked about today. But remember, you're stronger than you think. Future holds good things for you. And every day is a good day to grow. So go have an awesome week.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area. If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.